T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
A city in mourning, a vigil last night outside the 32nd Precinct House in Harlem in memory of Officer Jason Rivera, the 22-year-old rookie who was killed, his partner critically injured on a domestic dispute call Friday night. Mayor Adams called on New Yorkers to stand together.
Violence won't divide us. Right. It will unite us.
Yeah.
We are going to unite around this issue. We know. Some would say 95% of the city is good. I say 99% of the good city is good. Let's weed out that 1%.
This morning, we're learning more about the funeral plans for Rivera. A wake is planned for Thursday afternoon and evening at St. Patrick's Cathedral. The funeral service is Friday morning. More details also emerging on the incident that led to the shooting. Police sources say LaShawn McNeil was caring for his mother, Shirley Sources, after her heart surgery. They argued over his vegan diet. The duo apparently had a history of problems. The Post says 911 logs show Sources said her son was in her home and threatened to do things to her, but never mentioned a weapon. The three officers spoke to the mother and another son before going down a long, narrow highway to check on McNeil. And that's when authorities say he swung a door open and started shooting. Some of the police radio call there. Rivera was taken to the hospital where he died. His partner, 27-year-old Wilbert Mora, remains in critical condition. The third officer shot McNeil, who is also critical. Also today, a video has surfaced to Rivera telling graduates of his high school to work hard. The Post put it up.
Y'all gotta put in 100% effort. And you know what? If it takes some time after school, so be it. Because you gotta do it. If you don't do it, you're not going to make it nowhere in life, all right?
Police Officer Jason Rivera grew up in Inwood, and before joining the police department, he worked at the Inwood Pharmacy. One co-worker there said becoming a police officer was all that Rivera talked about. Rivera also attended Lehman College, and that's where Adrian Mercedes met him. He admired his decision to become a police officer.
To have, like, that set, to be like, I want to do something, you know, important for my community. I want to do something good. I'm like, wow.
Officer Rivera joined the NYPD in 2020. He was assigned to the 3-2 precinct, and this officer who knew him said he was a fantastic guy.
His smile always lit up the place. He always had a smile on his face. And it was like the best smile that you could ever see.
Officer Rivera had written to the police academy that he wanted to be an officer so he could improve police community relations. He was killed while answering a call about a domestic dispute. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds in Inwood.
An online fundraiser for the officers' families led by the NYPD Family Assistance Unit has brought in at least $148,000 of the $300,000 goal. The Answer the Call Foundation also working to help. They're immediately giving $25,000 to Rivera's spouse. Mayor Adams is also looking at new efforts against gun violence.
We've now learned that the gun used to shoot two New York City police officers in Harlem was reported stolen from Baltimore, Maryland. At a press conference late Saturday afternoon, Mayor Eric Adams said he will soon unveil an initiative to address the recent gun violence.
How did we get here? And we're going to lay that blueprint out, and this will give everyone the marching orders that we're moving in the same direction.
And the mayor said federal laws need to change. He says some states don't even require people to report their guns stolen. And he thinks all guns should have to be re-registered every year. He also says there's a small number of shooters in the city and a small number of gun dealers.
We can't continue to allow violent shooters to remain on the street, and we can't continue to have the overproliferation of guns that are coming in.
Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds with the mayor in the Bronx.
Not many tips coming into police in the stray bullet shooting of a baby in the Bronx. Police say so far they've gotten all of 2 tips in the baby Catherine case, neither of them said to be credible. The child marked her first birthday in the hospital on Friday after being shot in the face while sitting in a car with her mother. Police believe she was caught in the crossfire between rival drug dealers. They've released surveillance video of suspects. They put up a reward of thousands of dollars and continue urging people to come forward. They say all tips are confidential and anybody with info should call Crime Stoppers. NYCHA needs to do a better job of keeping the heat on. That is what Councilmember Perina Ana Sanchez and others are saying after another heat breakdown at the Ford Independence Houses that left more than 700 people without heat on a frigid day. Sanchez tells 1010 Winds this is a matter of human dignity, but it's also dangerous because people can be forced to rely on space heaters.
What we're looking at right now is just what in 2022 it looks like to have such a history of disinvestment in our public housing stock. And yes, after the tragic fire that occurred just two Sundays ago on January 9th at Twin Parks Northwest, it's really unconscionable.
Sanchez chairs the Housing and Buildings Committee. She says the city really needs more federal help to improve infrastructure. No, you really can't let your toddler just noodle around with your smartphone. A New Jersey couple learned that one the hard way when their 22-month-old managed to order $1,700 worth of stuff. Mother Madhu Kumar says they just moved, and she tells News 4 New York she did have some stuff at her virtual cart. And then...
I have emails. Your package is on the way, and like 10 emails I had.
Dad Pramod says he was surprised the kid figured out how to place an order.
When you go in online, there are multiple steps that someone has to follow, and you have to say, are you sure, yes, and then you have the card information you select and all these things. I never expected that he will going to order everything which we saved later for the checking out later on.
The little angels can always do more than you think they can. Walmart has promised refunds. The family's putting passcodes on their phones and taking off any credit card info, and maybe they're getting the little guy something else to play with.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.